नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 2।
राजोवाच सिद्धोऽस्म्यनुगृहीतोऽस्मि भवता करुणात्मना श्रावितो यच्च मे साक्षात् अनादिनिधनो हरिः। राजोवाच सिद्धोऽस्मि अनुगृहीतोऽस्मि भवता करुणात्मना श्रवितो यच्च मे साक्षात् अनाधिनिधनो हरिः। राजोवाच सिद्धोऽस्मि अनुगृहीतोऽस्मि भवता करुणात्मना श्रावितो यच्च मे साक्षात् अनादिनिधनो हरिः।
राजा उवाच किंग परीक्षित सेड सिद्धः फुल्ली सक्सेसफुल अस्मि आई एम अनुगृहीतः शोन ग्रेट मर्सी अस्मि आई एम भवता बाय योर गुड सेल्फ करुणात्मना हु आर फुल ऑफ मर्सी श्रावितः हैज बीन डिस्क्राइब्ड ओरली यत बिकॉज शो एंड मे टू मी साक्षात डायरेक्टली अनादि हु हैज नो बिगिनिंग निधन और एंड हरि ही द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। ट्रांसलेशन Maharaj Parikshit said, I have now achieved the purpose of my life because a great and merciful soul like you has shown such kindness to me. You have personally spoken to me this narration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who is without beginning or end. So, it has no purport. I am going to read till verse 6, which has a purport.
Natyadbhutam aham manye mahatam achyutatmanam agnyeshu tapatapteshu bhuteshu yadanukraha.
I do not consider it at all amazing that great souls such as yourself, whose minds are always absorbed in the infallible personality of Godhead, show mercy to the foolish conditioned souls tormented as we are by the problems of material life.
Purana samhitam etam ashraushma bhavato vayam yasyam khalutamah shloko bhavan anuvarnayate.
I have heard from you this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the perfect summary of all the Purans and which perfectly describes the Supreme Lord, Uttama Shloka.
Bhagavam stakshaka dibhyo mrityubhyo nabibhemyaham pravishtho brahma nirvanam abhayam darshitam tvaya.
O my Lord, I have now no fear of Takshak or any other living being or even of repeated deaths because I have absorbed myself in that purely spiritual absolute truth which you have revealed and which destroys all fear.
Anujanihi maam brahman vacham yajachamya dokshaje muktakamashayam chetah pravesya vistrajamyasun.
O Brahmin, please give me permission to resign my speech and the functions of all my senses unto Lord Adhokshat. Allow me to absorb my mind, purified of lusty desires, within him and to thus give up my life. Purport. Shukdev Goswami asked King Parikshit, what more do you wish to hear? Now the king replies that he has perfectly understood the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and that he is ready without further discussion to go back home, back to Godhead.
Om Adnyanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshun Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraha Shri Uttapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kriba Sindhu Bevacha Patidanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण. सो द चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड महाराज परीक्षित पासेस अवे. Maharaj Parikshit said, I have now achieved the purpose of my life because a great and merciful soul like you has shown such kindness to me. You have personally spoken to me this narration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, who is without beginning or end. So, Hari Anant, Hari Katha Ananta. Lord is eternal, and His pastimes and descriptions of His wonderful glories are also eternal. Many speakers have come and gone. Many listeners have come and gone. But the descriptions of the holy names will continue. So this very great listener, Maharaj Parikshit, has successfully completed the mission of his life, which is to purify one's existence, due to which he can put an end to the repetition of the cycle of birth and death by the process of hearing. And you know, the process is so simple. Prabhupada said that it is so simple that we may miss it. Sometimes we miss out on simple things. And but even though it is simple, it doesn't mean that it is not powerful. Just as the basis of a computer is a very simple concept of logic of zeros and ones and binary numbers, and, you know, there are so many number systems, hexadecimal, decimal system, so many systems which can be used in computers, but it is binary numbers, just 0 and 1. But the end result of such a simple operation is so amazing. And many times we may, or generally people tend to overlook and neglect this very important activity of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva vigachet samit panihi shrotriyam brahmanishtham. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master. Tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva vigachet. So approach a guru, and that guru should be brahmanishtha. Very fortunate that Parikshit got the personal association of Shukdev Goswami, who is none other than the eternal associate of Srimati Radharani, personally trained by Srimati Radharani in all the intimate pastimes of Braj, due to which he is able to recite, because his audience is not an ordinary person. When the audience is very advanced, then even the speaker has to up his standard. Like most of the lectures which I give, I I barely prepare, I just, you know, wing it. But when it is the temple's Bhagavatam class, at least I look over, you know, the verses. Because obviously the people who are sitting to listen are not, you know, simple people. So if there is a disciple like Parikshit, then there has to be a speaker like Shukdev. And so he's saying here that that is the importance. And, you know, just recently, about a few days ago, one congregation called me saying that I want to donate some grains for the temple and things like that. And saying, all right, fine. So then I became and dropped it. And after a few days, again she called up and she said, you know, the grains I donated to the temple was for my mother-in-law. And, you know, she's passing now. There's no hope. And I just wanted to ask you, Prabhuji, is there anything that we can do for such a person who's like about to pass? And, you know, surprisingly, I was also thinking, yeah, kya kar sakte hain, kuch homa kar sakte hain, kuch special puja kar sakte hain, and, you know, something like that. I was thinking, I wanted to do justice to, you know, thing. Not such an expert in these formalities and things, so I called up the Prem Kishore Prabhu and asked him, what do you generally do for such, you know, who are about to pass? And really, after a discussion and all, what came out was nothing. And then I realized, you know, Parikshit Maharaj is also passing away. And what did he do? Just hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And I was, you know, it struck me that how it escapes us. We may think it is so simple. Kya bole? Achha, what to do if a person is passing? You say, just read Srimad Bhagavatam. That's all. Or kuch nahi, kuch special mantra, vantra, tantra, something, puja, offering flowers, big charity, donation, nothing. Just simply read Srimad Bhagavatam to that person. That's as simple as that. And then it struck me, yes, it is so simple that we tend to overlook. And especially for a person who's condemned to die in a very short period of time. You know, when people are diagnosed with terminal illnesses, diagnosed with something, maybe cancer or something like that, and when the news is broken to them, they undergo psychological stages. When you say that you're going to die, say in 6 months and something like that, then the first reaction of such a person is denial. The reaction is very calm. There's hardly any, in fact, he may even joke about it. Huh? Because the information is so heavy that you're going to die. You know, that's why, you know, there's a saying that once there was a discussion between life and death. Death is asking life. Why is it that, you know, we both are a part of existence? Dying is nothing but a part of living. It's not living is not complete if you don't die. How will you know life if you have not taken birth and if you're not going to die? So why do people love you so much? And why do people fear me so much? So then the life told death, that is because you are the bitter truth and I am a sweet lie. Why is life called a lie? Because, you know, it is temporary and nobody wants to discuss it. That's why it's a lie. Asat, you know. What is life? Asat. Why do we say that life is a lie? Because it is asat. It is temporary. And even though we are all know this fact, we know life, we are all mortal, but nobody wants to discuss it. Nobody wants to. In fact, these subject matters are considered very dark and depressing. Like once I was invited to one very wealthy family's home for a talk, and I asked her this, when I went there, I asked her, what should I speak on? Well, I generally like to speak what is the need, and I am not very good at understanding, especially when you meet someone for the first time, you do not know which background, what do they want to hear. So I asked them, kya, kiske upar main bolu? प्रभु जी अच्छी अच्छी बातें बोलना ये मरने मरने की बात मत करना एंड दे वर इवन दो बिग हाउस बट दे वर नॉट हैप्पी आई कुड सी दैट लॉट ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स एंड ऑब्वियसली इट इज लाइफ इज नॉट अबाउट वी डोंट डिस्कस होल टाइम वी आर डिस्कसिंग डेथ एंड मॉर्बिड टॉक्स नो इट्स फॉर अ सोल्यूशन. Now, why we discuss it? It inspires us. Fear is a big motivation. Fear is a big motivation. Out of all the different kind of motivations, fear is one major aspect. And Parikshit Maharaj also says, you know, in that first canto, Tasaiva meghasya paravareshu vyasatta chittasya griheshu bhikshanam Nirvedo Moolam Dvijashap Rupo Yatra Prasakto Bhayam Ashudatte. Bhayam Ashudatte. That it was fear only which is now motivating me to take up to the path of purification. It is an arrangement of the Lord that I had to get this curse which will manifest in the form of this, the bite of this takshak. It is indeed the arrangement of the Lord. And we see that now the time has come, he has done his duty of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So fear is a very, very, very critical thing. And it brings you to Krishna. Therefore it is called as Bhaya Yoga. Karma connects you to Krishna, then it becomes Karma Yoga, Gyan Yoga, Ashtanga, then Ashtanga Yoga, so Bhaya Yoga. Therefore, in the seventh canto, that verse is there where it is said, Keet Peshas Krita Ruddha Kudyayam Tam Anusmaram. Samramba bhaya yogena vindate tat swarupatam. Keet peshas kritaha ruddha. Just as a grass worm is held captive in a hole in the wall by the bee, and he is constantly meditating on the bee out of fear. Samramba bhaya yogena, and because fear is so encompassing that because of intense meditation on its captor, that kita, the grass worm, becomes a bee in his next life. Fear is such an emotion, it completely engulfs you. So therefore, when a person is diagnosed with a terminal illness, the first thing is, it comes like a shock that he's not able to accept it, and he shows no emotion. But then gradually when it starts sinking in, he starts feeling sad and he becomes depressed and he starts becoming even frustrated and angry. And he starts thinking, this is injustice. I have done nothing to deserve this. Why me? There are so many people. Why this? And then he thinks, is there a solution? Okay, then he tries other alternatives, goes to doctors, sees tantrics and mantras and alternative medicines. And then finally, the last stage is acceptance. When he knows that nothing can be done, then what comes is acceptance. Chalo, theek. And you know, in the study of psychology, researchers have concluded that the greatest challenge for people who are so diagnosed is to what to do with the remainder of their time. How to spend those excruciating period when you know you're going to die and you do not know how to find a solution. And that's why it is said here, you know, it is all about the allocation of your consciousness. You can't just be thinking about, oh, I'm going to die. Makes you crazy. Even before death, why do people fear death? It is not people fear death. What people actually fear is suffering, which comes from death. Is it not? Because if it were true, then why would these German soldiers, and I heard that even Hitler, he would always, and even all of his leaders in high command, senior in the ranks, they would all carry a cyanide pill with them, that just in case that they are captured by the coalition forces, then they would pop that pill into their mouth and bite into it, and they pass away without suffering. Because if they are captured alive, they know. And that's why Hitler, he took a pill, cyanide, and he was first, he was not sure that whether it will kill him, because he was so paranoid that he felt that, who knows, they have duped me and they have not given me the real poison. It may not be cyanide, I may not die. So he fed the poison to his dog, his favorite dog. Killed the dog, okay, it works. Then he gave it to his wife, killed his wife. Then he ate it himself. And then he was still not sure whether I will die. So he took the gun and shot himself. And then also he had instructed a soldier that you burn my body because I don't want my body to be humiliated, just as Mussolini, you see. I mean, he was also partnered with him and they humiliated him, hung him upside down. So all these things, why he was doing is because he was afraid of suffering. And all of us, we are afraid of suffering. And we hear that death is like 60,000 scorpions biting at the same time. That is the pain that is associated with. I'm sorry, it may sound morbid and dark, these discussions, but it is only because of the subject matter under discussion I'm discussing. Otherwise, I have no personal preference in discussing these things. I like to discuss pertinent to the subject matter in the Bhagavatam. So people fear suffering. That's why sometimes life becomes more painful. That's why people commit suicide. And they hear all this 60,000 scorpions biting. Now one can think, 60,000 scorpions biting. But how does it feel to be bitten by a scorpion? How many of us have been bitten by scorpions? Only one. So that means if you want to know how it is to, then you'll have to be bitten by a scorpion, is it? No one knows. I have been bitten by a scorpion, by the way. So I was going from my college to the lodge, to my hostel, and it was dark. It was around 8 o'clock in the night, and I was crossing, and I was bitten by a. I didn't know what bit me, and it was so painful. It was so excruciatingly painful. I was screaming on the top of my voice. Some other people were there. I was alone. Some people, they carried me like this and they took me to the hospital. And coincidentally, at the same time, there was another person who was admitted in the hospital from a medical college. He was also, I think it was a girl who was bitten. And the experience was different. The symptoms were different. I was creeping and she was okay. I mean, she was like not much in pain. I was thinking, what is this? And we did not know what it was. It was a snake bite or it was a scorpion bite in the dark, who knows. So anyway, anti-venom and everything was injected. And I'm screaming and it was like a hot rod being shoved into your, leg from the feet. So painful. I can actually vouch for it. I've experienced it. So painful. But again, the symptoms of a scorpion bite is different for different people. So how do you know? And that multiplied by 60,000. How do you know? And then Takshak is like a snake. He's not a scorpion. So when you are bitten by a snake, then you get the pain of scorpion bite. Is it? How does it go? So really, no one really knows actually, in a sense. But if you how many people die of snake bites throughout the world? About 80,000 to 1,40,000 people die because of snake bites. More than that, actually, around how much? Around 15 lakhs of people are bitten by snakes. Not all of them die. But here, Parikshit is sure he's going to die. He's absolutely sure he's going to die. And he's absolutely sure that he's going to live also for 7 days. Because along with that curse that you're going to die, came the blessing that you're going to live for 7 days. And generally people don't know whether they are going to live for the next 7 moments, 7 minutes, 7 hours, 7 days. So along with that blessing, along with the curse came the blessing. So many people are dying. And today life has changed. In the age of Kali Yuga, people are not really concerned about snake bites anymore, even though so many people are dying. Now somebody sent me one message. I think my mother sent me a message saying that guzar rahe hain hum aaj is daur se, guzar rahe hain hum aaj us daur se, log chhod rahe hain saath keval zukham se, guzar rahe hain hum aaj us maqam se, log saath chhod rahe hain keval ek zukham se. Snake bite may not be such a big thing, but then there are other issues, in the wake of this pandemic and other terminal illnesses. People are afraid. But actually, death is very subjective, as the scriptures describe. It is very subjective. And it is not painful for a yogi or it is not painful for a devotee. Because, as it is explained, just as a crocodile, the jaw of a crocodile, it's said that it is so powerful that when it grabs on even to the feet of an elephant, it holds on like a vice. The bite force of a crocodile is so enormous, it never lets go. And it can crush even the feet of a young elephant. But still, when that crocodile carries its young ones in its mouth, it's very gentle. It's very gentle. And the crocodile young ones, they feel a very motherly affection. Similarly, death is the same. But it is perceived differently by different people. That's why some people say, "Ye kya hai? अरे तुम लोग भी भक्ति करते हो, हम लोग भक्ति नहीं करते, तुम लोग भक्ति करते हो, बट मरना तो तुमको भी है ना, यू ऑल ऑल्सो हैव टू डाई, वी ऑल्सो हैव टू डाई, सो वाई टू डू भक्ति?" सो पीपल से टू प्रभुपाद, व्हाट इफ यू रियलाइज एट द एंड ऑफ दिस लाइफ ऑल दी ऑस्टेरिटीज यू आर डूइंग, एकादशी, डोंट ईट मीट, डोंट हैव इलिसिट सेक्स, नो गैम्बलिंग, नो इंटॉक्सिकेशन, क्या, व्हाट इज देयर इन योर लाइफ? नथिंग. No enjoyment, dry, boring life. You all have not lived. And at the end of life, you die, you realize that there is no Krishna, there is no What happened? And Prabhupada said, well, what in the end you realize that, okay, fine, even if you think that there is no Krishna, you think we are suffering, but we are not. We are very happy. We live a very wonderful life. We are very happy, peaceful, satisfied. We live amongst very wonderful people. We eat very good food, even though it's vegetarian, very delicious. So don't think that we are miserable. It may appear from that side. Everyone thinks the other person is miserable. I am very happy this person is suffering so much. I still remember. My first book, Gita, which I purchased was out of pity for a devotee. Pity, because I was standing at a bus stop and it was so hot. It was summertime and one devotee was doing book marathon in the bus stop. It was brahmachari, shaven-headed. And in the hot sun, he was sitting, Gita, 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 Gita. And I looked at him and I felt, just see how he must be going through. He looks like a decent person. Why is he doing this? What is motivating him to do this? Let me encourage him, And I wanted a Gita, naturally. So I said, all right, what's the price of the Gita? And I was so shocked to see that it's so cheap. 67, 70 rupees. Nice Gita, well bound and everything. I said, wow, and please give me. And I took three books, and I just wanted to see the smile on his face, you know. And I think just because of that Sukriti, somehow, you know, it is... got some appreciation to read Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which I was interested, of course, to understand also. But you see that the fear is of the unknown. The fear is of the suffering, because we really don't know. And therefore, when people accuse and say, "Arey, what is this?" Prabhupada said that we have a very good life, and at the end, if we realize that Krishna is not there, no problems. At least we can see that Parikshit Maharaj is completely free from all fear. Good passing, no problem. But now what if you realize that there is a God at the end of life? Your life is miserable. Misery is the word, and you can look outside anywhere. For those who are not Krishna conscious, hell. And therefore, very important observation that the Shastras make is that it depends on one's practice of yoga. How well one has, as they say that the more you bleed during practice, the less you will bleed in war. What is that? Is that correct? The more you sweat during practice, the less you will bleed during war. So it's a matter of, so death is a very subjective experience, experienced differently by different people. And so how do we practice, and what is the one thing that you go for when something like this happens? How do we escape this calamity? You know, so many people, I always like to say this, I've said it many times before, anecdote. People have different kinds of solutions. Like once one guy was at home and somebody knocked on the door in the middle of the night. He opens the door and he sees Yamdut standing there. He says, "Are you?" He looked at him, he thought he's from some drama party. He says, "Are you what, from drama party?" He says, "No, I'm actually Yamdut." She was his identity card also. He says, "Oh my God." So he thought, and he showed, "Look, your time is up." Showed him the list. Your long list of people who he has come to claim, lives he has come to claim. And he saw thousands and thousands of names, and he saw his name also on the top. So he thought, now what to do? How to escape? So he said, all right, you know, please, you have come, you are doing so much of seva, you are moving around doing all this work. You must be tired. Please come inside. Let me get an opportunity to serve you. What will you have? Tea, coffee, doodh? So anyway, he brings him in. Okay, theek hai, give me one glass of milk. I don't drink tea. We are Vaishnavs. So he then sat, made him sit, and he went inside and he's thinking, what to do? How to escape death? I've got a very short time to live. So he thinks of a plan. So he goes into the kitchen. He had some sleeping pills. So he looked at this Yamdut. He was a very big, stout man. So he thought maybe extra dose will be needed. So he takes about 10-12 tablets of sleeping pills, puts it in the milk, and offers him, "Pije, pije,
aap itna seva kar rahe hain."
He drinks and he is knocked out. Half an hour he is knocked out. In the meanwhile, he takes that slip from his pocket and he cuts his, you know, name from the top and writes it at the end, folds it and puts it back into his pocket. This person wakes up after half an hour and he says, "Arey, kitna fresh lag raha hai, wah wah. Bahut sadiyon se aisa neend nahi liya maine. Bahut prasanna hu aapse, bahut prasanna. Chalo, tum par ek kripa kar deta hu. Hamesha se main ye suchi upar se padhte aa raha hu. Aaj tumhare liye hum niche se padhna aarambh karenge." So I do not consider it at all amazing that great souls such as yourself, whose minds are always absorbed in the infallible personality of Godhead, show mercy to the foolish conditioned souls tormented as we are by the problems of material life. So it is very natural that it is the mercy of great souls who go around and distribute the holy names, distribute the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. But actually, as it is explained here, that Parikshit Maharaj, he himself says that I was motivated by fear. But here it is explained in the previous verse that bowing his head down upon the sage's feet, the king who had lived his entire life under the protection of Lord Vishnu folded his hands in supplication and spoke as follows. He's a great soul. He is not motivated by fear. In fact, he's a kshatriya. For a kshatriya to be fearful is a disgrace. They are courageous people. Very courageous. They are willing to lay down their lives for justice. So how can an ordinary snake, and he had the power to counteract this curse also. He was not. Now what is it that he was motivated by? He was motivated by inspiration. It is the Lord's arrangement to show not just the art of living, but the art of leaving. And this is the true art of leaving. And the efficacy of the process of Shravanam. He heard Srimad Bhagavatam. He is not an ordinary soul. He is the grandson of Arjun. And had he not been bewildered in this way by the Lord, just as Arjun, if he would not have been bewildered and deluded by the Lord's energies, we would have not got Bhagavad Gita. And had it not been for the Lord's mercy and grace that Parikshit would have been illusioned, we would have not got Srimad Bhagavatam. Grandfather and grandson. This family is so great. You know, the Pandavas, that family, lineage is so great. The Lord has personally made them the instrument to disseminate the two most important scriptures in humanity. The Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, to allocate one's consciousness, you can't be thinking about the miseries of life again and again. Oh, I'm going to. You have to allocate. Where do you allocate that consciousness? Into the topics of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. That's why it is said in one of the verses, it is said, "Danam swadharmo niyamo yamascha, shrutam cha karmani cha sadvratani. Sarve mano nigraha lakshanantaha parohi yogo manasaha samadhi." Danam swadharmo niyamo yamascha shrutam cha karmani cha sadvratani. Whatever you are doing, either you are doing charity, you are doing your swadharma properly, taking care of your wife, your children very wonderfully. Niyamo yamascha, you're following all the rules meticulously, small and big ones. Shrutam, and you're doing your hearing, swadhyay, very nicely. Chakarmani, and you're doing all other activities. Chasadvratani, and whatever sankalpa you have made, the vows you're following, ekadashis and everything. What is it all meant for? Sarve manu nigraha lakshanantaha. Everything is for fixing your mind on Krishna. For disciplining the mind. Nigraha. Mano nigraha. Parohi yogo manasaha samadhi. And that is the supreme yoga which gets you to fix your mind completely on Krishna. You know, every time when during Darshanarati, when devotees would be distributing these flowers for offering to the Lord, sometimes the thought comes into my mind, "Are ye fool, to maine nahi kharida. I did not get this flower." You know, it would be nice if you spend some money and get a flower and offering and you offer it to Krishna. So every time I feel, why should I offer flowers? You know, I didn't bring them. I don't have the capacity to bring them. And sometimes I avoid sometimes to offer the flowers. Sometimes I feel, okay, I just did the dressing of the Lord, I will not offer flowers. I already offered it inside. And so, but then I was just thinking and contemplating the other time that, okay, now I'm just standing there and maybe taking darshan or doing something else or checking my phone or something like that. Well, what am I doing? Even though you're offered, there's always an opportunity to offer it again. Because even though you have not purchased the flower, but during that time when you are, you know, doing that gesture and you're looking towards the deities and you're chanting the mantras, I'm Guru Venama, I'm Om Param Guru Venama, Kim Devi Janama Balabaya Nama, Om Kim Gauraya Nama, and all those kind of things, is what are you doing? Is you're fixing your mind, at least for that time, for that, you know, very few seconds that you've made that offering, your mind is fixed on Krishna. So why lose that opportunity? So therefore, here, I have heard from you Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the perfect summary of all the Puranas, which perfectly describes the Supreme Lord Uttama Shloka. My Lord, I now have no fear of Takshak or any other living being or even of repeated deaths, because I have absorbed myself in that purely spiritual absolute truth which you have revealed and which destroys all fear. Now, how do you become free from fear just like that? What is it that makes the devotee fearless? What is that change that takes place in the attitude? Obviously, it is a change. Your altitude is defined by your attitude, as they say. What is it? You know, there's a nice story. Once a couple was newly married. And the man was working in the defense forces, and they decided to spend, he was in the naval forces, and for honeymoon, the husband and wife decided that they will go in their defense ship, they will go on a cruise on that ship. And both were there, and unfortunately, on that journey, they were caught by a heavy storm. Tremendous storm, unfortunate incident, and the ship was being tossed up and down and havoc. And that woman was freaking out, literally. She was freaking and she was looking, both were standing there and looking out and to the sea was dark and, you know, up and down. And the wife was, and she looked at the husband is very peaceful. He said, how can you be so peaceful? How is it that you can be so peaceful? Explain to me. To the girl's surprise, what the husband did, the husband had a gun. He was in his uniform. He had a gun. He took out his gun, put it on his wife's head, and cocked it. And the wife is looking. What is he doing? And then he says, now are you afraid?
I will shoot you. It's obviously not I. Why should I be afraid of you? Why? Because I trust you. You will not shoot me. And he puts it back into his, just like that. I am a believer of God. I have trust, even though he may be putting me through all these different dangerous situations. But in the end, he is there for me. Even if we have to die, all right, maybe a ship will sink, who knows. But still, he will be there at the end to hold me because I've led an honest life along God's principles. So there's nothing to fear. So it is that trust on the protection of the Lord which awards this fearlessness, which comes by diligent practice of yoga and living by the instructions of Guru and Sadhu and Shastra. He says, "Oh Brahman, please give me the permission to resign my speech and the functions of all my senses unto Lord Adokshaj. Allow me to absorb my mind, purify it of lusty desires within him, and to thus give up my life." So now, Parikshit Maharaj is all set to now prepare for his departure. And therefore, the very important message is to take up to this very simple process. Even though it may be, you know, devotees are often criticized. Are tum bhi maroge, hum bhi maroge. Okay, never mind. Parikshit, as here the example is that Parikshit passes away. The Lord protected him. He would have died in his womb, but he was protected by the Lord. But here the Lord decides not to protect him. So really one has to redefine the conception of what really is protection. And the Lord's protection comes in ways we may not understand. We may see protection means protecting this body. But the Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Parikshit Maharaj passes away. That means even a devotee will pass away. You can't stop that. You are a non-devotee, you will die. You are a devotee, you will die. But what is the difference? Devotee, once he passes, he does not come back. He attains mukti, liberation. That is the message. So we have to learn to recognize the Lord's mercy in whatever way it comes. And what? Now death is not in our hands. We can't control death. But what we can control is how we face death, how we prepare ourselves for death, and that is to take up to this process. And okay, people generally criticize us and, you know, saying that ye kya bhakti, like Mahaprabhu, even though he was chanting Hare Krishna, those great Vedic scholars, Mayavadi scholars, were criticizing Mahaprabhu, saying that why are you dancing and jumping like a madman, like a sentimental, you should read Vedanta. But Mahaprabhu just continued. Doesn't really matter what these people say. Emphasize the importance of this process. Mahaprabhu personally demonstrated. That's why, what is this? Rupa Goswami, you know, he says, Mugdham mam nigadanto niti nipuna bharantam muhur vaidikaha. Mandam bandhava sanchaya jaradhyam muktadara sodaraha. Unmattam dhanino viveka chaturaha kamam mahadambhikam moktum nashamate managapi mano govinda padaspriha. Mugdham mam nigadanto niti nipuna. So all those very big moralists, aisa hona chahiye, you know, very big moralists, they may accuse me saying that I am mugdham, I am misguided. Niti nipuna, bhrantam muhur vaidika, and the Vedic scholars, as Mahaprabhu was criticized, oh, this person is misled. And mandham bandhava sanchaya, and the relatives, they are criticizing a devotee for being foolish, mandha, jadadhyam, less intelligent. Muktadaraha sodaraha. And the brothers are thinking, he has no respect. No respect for the family. Brother, sister, family, no duties. He doesn't have anything to perform. Muktadaraha sodaraha. Unmattam dhanino. And the rich people who have made a lot of money and very well established in the society are thinking, is he too proud or what? Unmattam dhanino viveka chaturaha. And the very intelligent politician kind of people are thinking, he is a very rude person. He is so proud. What is he trying to show off? How great he is? Viveka chaturaha. Kamam mahadambikam. Moktum nashamate managapi. But I cannot give up the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. I cannot give up to the process of hearing. I cannot give up the process of chanting Hare Krishna. Nashamate managapi mano govinda padaspriham. So, that way Parikshit Maharaj, even though a great king, the emperor of the world, has been reduced. As they say, death is an equalizer. Whether you are big, the emperor of the world is sitting now down at the feet of this great sage, on the ground without anything. Literally naked. That king who was adorned in great jewels, diamonds, and great control and charge of everything in this world is now reduced to a simple mendicant. That's why it is said that, you know, this world is, life is like a game of chess. You play the chess, and after some, you know, Raja, Queen, and the King and everything, pawns, soldiers, elephants, castle. But at the end of the game, everything puts in the box. Everything goes in the box. Whether Raja ho, soldiers, all one position. So that is one place we all have to go. And how we go, that is the art of leaving. And the best way to leave is to chant always, as Srila Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare Gaur.